CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Conrad Black, Lord Black, the distinguished biographer who is my eyes on Canada, our neighbor, our best neighbor, forever, to the north, coming out of the pandemic. In the U.S., the conditions are various but extremely positive, including in the East Coast, where there's much vaccine, much vaccination, double vaccination is routine. But I go to this report from Canada. Canada's Minister of Health, Patty Hajou, said the federal government is looking at eliminating the hotel quarantine requirement for Canadians and permanent residents who are fully vaccinated. Travelers, said Hajou, travelers would have to be fully vaccinated 14 days or more prior to their arrival, and they will still be required to have a negative pre-departure PCR test result and required to be tested upon arrival. Conrad, it's summertime. We're looking to travel. We're looking to vacation. Canada is a desirable goal for Americans, for everybody around the world. What can you help me understand the presentation by the Canadian government? Are they looking to skip another summer of income? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. I don't think so. I think that here, as in the United States, I must say that I think some of our public officials in both countries loved the shutdown. And they loved the authority it gave them. And there was a kind of wallowing in alarmist scenarios about the coronavirus with some people. And it's not for me to impute motives and engage in presumptuous psychological analyses of groups of miscellaneous people, none of whom I know personally. But it seemed to me that the Biden entourage really wanted to keep things stretched out as long as they could. Your memory wasn't so long ago that he said, "Well, with luck, you'll be able to have your one family of neighbors over for a hot dog on the 4th of July." Now, things have brightened up a lot since then. And there's something of a similar trend here. I mean, the public doesn't like it. And there isn't a justification for it. But to answer your question directly, the differential is that we have been such laggards in this country getting people completely vaccinated. Now, we're moving up now at about 250,000 per day, which is over 2 million a day by your standards. We only have about just under 40 million people in this country. So it's coming up now. We have a very low mortality rate, but we have still a low complete vaccination rate. The percentage of those who've had one shot is very high. But of those who've had two shots, I think we're only at around 15%, and I believe you people are well over 50% now.
Yes, you give the statistic saying that 7% of Canada has been fully vaccinated. I am surprised by that, given the success of the vaccine here and in Europe. Did Mr. Trudeau explain this hesitation of acquiring vaccine and distributing it in a well-educated public that is completely reachable by media?
No, and I am one of the few commentators in this country who has called attention to that. I don't mention him by name, but Canada's performance in that regard has been, I think, absolutely disgraceful. And I've written that. Now, in fairness, when I wrote it was 7%, I wrote that for publication on the weekend, and it was some days prior to that. And moving up at 250,000 a day, I believe the current number would be approximately double that now. So it is starting to move well now. And I can say that the actual place of vaccination was extremely well operated. Everything went smoothly. No one had a long wait. The facilities for those who, everyone had to sit down for 20 minutes afterwards to make sure there weren't after effects. All of that was very well done. So, I think it's coming along well now, but we've been very slow getting the double vaccination out to everybody.
Well, I think that I should congratulate you for your column in the National Post. Clearly, they read that in Ottawa and responded immediately, Conrad. Why not take credit for it?
They read it. Whether they like it or not, I don't know, but they read it.
The puzzle here about Canada's recovery, though, it is critical for both sides of the border to be successful in these coming days, especially because I've been speaking to London these last days. There is a variant called the Delta variant. And the Delta variant has made the Johnson government hesitate about reopening. Do you hear similar hesitation in Ottawa, or is it too early, Conrad?
There have been just cautionary statements about variants. I think now they're just rushing as fast as they can to get as many people in the target area, the 15-year-olds and up, fully vaccinated. And I think as of today, it's going well. They're doing a good job. They just started awfully late on the vaccine.
Then we come to the Canadian economy and the recovery there. The recovery here is in train, so much so we're now looking at concerns about inflation. And the Federal Reserve has commented in these last hours that it will accelerate, or its anticipation of raising rates again by the end of 23. I believe your inflation rate also is higher than expected, but it's temporary. So is there concern about your economy and recovery, or are you sailing in smooth waters?
There is concern. I think we have not been quite as the Biden administration seeks to be. Now, it's a moot question, you and all your listeners know, about how much of the current administration's spending ambitions are going to be approved by the Congress. It looks problematical for a lot of it. Now, this isn't what you asked me, but I know that Schumer's idea is that he can pile everything onto an omnibus bill and put it through on reconciliation. It's not for me to say how different senators are going to vote, but I don't think that's going to be like falling off a log. There are some Democrats, and not just Joe Manchin, the others are hiding behind him, who don't like this level of debt and are hearing negative things from their constituents in their districts. So, in their states, in the case of the Senate. So here you've got a parliamentary majority to raise spending, but a reluctance amongst both the major parties to go too far. So I think we've been, for once, slightly more restrained and self-disciplined than the United States. But it's a worry. I mean, the fact is we're expanding the money supply in a way that bears no relationship at all to productivity or gross product. And there are dangers in that.
I'd like to believe that I've called it an inflection point for Canada then. The vaccination rate is climbing quickly, after you pointed it out the last several weeks. The economy is recovering, and that the summer is not lost. I hope that's all accurate. And what do you foresee for Mr. Trudeau? Is he going to be rewarded for this as a success?
Well, he and his advisors seem to believe that they will be. They have absolutely no reason to call an election. And as you know, there's a history in parliamentary countries of the voters not liking it and thinking that there is an attempt to take advantage of them when governments go for re-election before their term is up. In general, people don't like more elections than are necessary. And those who spring snap elections for no particular reason other than they think they'll raise the number of members of parliament they have, are often punished for it. But as of now, the polls would show that. But it'll all depend, I think, on how strong a campaign the official opposition runs. I have, you're doing me the great compliment of reading my stuff in Canada. I have been quite critical of the official opposition. I don't think you're doing a good job of opposing. And I don't think the government's doing a particularly good job of governing either. But, Justin is a likable man, and if he could sell the idea that he's actually managed this crisis well, this public health crisis, and the Conservatives don't put up a strong campaign, he will be reelected. But those are ifs that we're not sure of, and he's got a fair amount hanging out if the opposition has the intelligence and the perception to go after the points where he's vulnerable.
Conrad Black for the National Post on the eve of summer in Canada. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.